Andrew Quarles, knee injury significant. Andrew's been lost for the season. He will have surgery here in the upcoming weeks. Charles Woodson, he's going through the protocol. I would think that the medical staff feels good that he'll probably play this week. James Stark, as far as his ankle sprain, he'll be challenged to go Wednesday. So we'll make a decision Wednesday as far as challenge go for practice. With that, I'll take your questions.
How about AJ and Desmond?
Well, hey, AJ, Desmond, had a good weekend. Same with Josh. You can put him in that category. But the testing Wednesday morning will determine if they'll be able to practice. But they're getting better. They're getting close.
Mike, you talked about hitting the goals as they come. In other words, the first thing on the list is winning the division. Well, you kind of find out when you land last night, or probably while you're in the air is when that happened. How did you address that with the team today? Was there any, significant announcement, or how did you go about, quote unquote, celebrating your division championship, if at all?
Well, we didn't celebrate, but there was an announcement made on the plane last night. Matt Klein, who's pretty much my right hand man administratively, he makes schedule announcements right as we taxi to the gate, and with that, he announced the division championship, and I don't think anybody blinked. To be honest with you, I don't know if they're tired or just they already knew, just with the internet and so forth, everything on the plane. So I think pretty much everybody already knew about it, but like you said, by the time we land. So it's the first goal. It's the first mile marker that we set out to hit this year on our journey, and now we're on to the next one.
Have you guys talked at all about how when you do clinch things going forward, how you manage the last month of the season when it comes to home field, seating, that kind of stuff?
How we manage it?
Yeah. Like, as far as some teams would rest players, other teams wouldn't.
Oh, it's way too early to even think about those things. We have 12 wins. Everybody knows what San Francisco's record is. It's important for us to stay focused and get ready for the Oakland Raiders. It's way too early to think about those types of things.
Is there any underlying theme to the big plays you're giving up?
Underlying theme?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a theme when you give up big plays, but the underlying issues. A lot of our constant reoccurring issues with us giving up big plays, it's more technique. We gave up a number of big plays again yesterday. So we look at them, talk about them. Dom's very, forthright as far as the call. And we actually had two where we had communication breakdown. We actually had communication breakdown both offense and defense. And it happens in games, particularly on the road. And we probably weren't in the best call on those particular plays, and you put a little more stress on the player than you would not, wouldn't like based on the situation, down distance, personnel, and so forth. So those are the things you just keep working on. It's football. I know we're going into our 13th game, but you still have to stay in tune with the alignments, assignments. We playing some new players here on defense, and we definitely need to clean it up and get ready for Oakland.
Mike, do you have a cutoff time that you will do where Randall just take the touchback in order to give your offense, as much time as possible? I mean, is there a certain where you do it, minute and a half, under a minute?
We've been talking about more fourth quarter, game situation. It's important for the offense not to start inside of the 20. When it's not necessary, it's risk evaluation, it's risk assessment, and it's no different than a decision of when to throw the ball and when to check it down. So it's all part of that process, and it's really been more of a challenge. I think that's part of the new kickoff rule that you're seeing affect the decision making of the kickoff returner, when to bring it out. It's not as easy as, 5 yards deep, bring it out. Or there's more to it than that. So
in that situation, then, was it more of a field position issue than a time remaining time?
Oh, it's both. Particularly, I mean, 58 seconds. We wanted the full 58 seconds. The ball was being, you know, if it was, you know, at the goal line or, you know, 1 yard in, we were coming, you know, coming out because I don't want to take away the ability for a big play because Randall is a big play. So it's really the combination of the time and also the field position. You know, we wanted the ball at a minimum on the 20 yard line and preferably with 58 seconds. It is, and I'm trying not to be flippant because I don't want anybody to get the wrong impression. I'm very impressed with what we accomplished so far, but there's so much more out there for us, and you know, frankly, we just came off of a Super Bowl victory, so you know, we look at this as a step. We look at this as you know, one of the mile markers on our journey to Indianapolis. So we make no bones about it. Winning the Super Bowl is what this business is all about. Winning your division, home field advantage is the best path to get you there. You know, it's the preferred path. And like I said, there's so much more in front of us to accomplish, and that's why we continue to stay focused on what's that point. And the point is the Oakland Raiders.
Are there hats and T-shirts, Mike?
Yeah, they're supposed to put them in the players' locker. I haven't seen one. I apologize for not going to check, and they haven't given me one yet. So that tells you where I'm at on the team around here. So I haven't seen them. Have you seen them? No. Okay. I know they're here.
Maybe they're
Kohl's. Excuse me.
Maybe go to
Kohl's. Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. Sure, you get them in the pro shop. I'm sure they're selling them already.
Mike, when you go back to the game-winning drive, like you say, it seems like you've been around.
That was as clean as a two-minute drive that I think I've been a part of. He did an excellent job. When right off the script, it's something that we go through in the quarterback room every Thursday, and you put up the thoughts that you're thinking the starter call above 1 minute, under 1 minute. So that was the first call, you know, that was made on first down. There was a route adjustment involved in that. Aaron did a great job with the route adjustment. And, you know, the throw to Jermichael, same thing, you know, second down, there was another route adjustment there. So he just went right down script and was smart with the ball. Protection was an issue. So he was challenged getting the ball out of his hand under pressure. And it was managed very well. I mean, it was as clean as you can get, 4 for 4.
So you guys will script that first play depending on the situation?
Well, potential. I mean, there's no absolutes. I lived in that world where you try to script the first 15 plays and – to me, they're more first 15 thoughts. You know, it's there's things that can happen during the course of the game. You may have run that play 3 times already, you know, during the course of the game or 2 times. So you maybe not want to go back to it. So you know, we got a lot. We have a long list.
I know you talked a little bit about this yesterday, but is there something about seeing your team in a stressful situation like that on the road, hostile environment, all of that, and just I guess maybe throwing them out there and seeing what happens?
Well, we throw them out there to see what happens. I mean, I thrive off it personally. I just the professional football player just always amazes me. And to go into somebody else's house and into a stadium with that environment, because the crowd, boy, they really jumped into the game in the fourth quarter. I mean, it was loud. And to go and perform the way we needed to, it's impressive. It's something that I take a lot of, you know, pride in trying to prepare the team to do it, but to see those guys pull that off. I mean, that's what it's all about. That's what it takes to win those kind of games. And I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again today. We needed that as an offense. We needed that opportunity. Aaron's an excellent manager at the line of scrimmage, let alone his ability to play the position. And it was great for us to do that, especially in that environment. That's something we can definitely draw from.
Mike, as well as Jordy is playing right now, so
you know, that's really a bad mindset to get in, and it creeps into every team that I've been a part of. You know, there's a point where a player gets to his value on offense and defense, and then special teams just look, you know, secondary as a secondary component of the game, and that's what happens when is your special teams now has a big drop off. So you have to have your starters, you know, play on special teams. We don't play ours as much as other people do. So there's always a fine line. There's a lot of conversation that goes on during the course of the week. You know, how you're going to rep guys. You try not to stress certain positions out, certain players out, because it is. It's a long year. It's a long year, and there's still a lot of football to play in front of us. So, you know, but based on, you know, Jordy's particular responsibility and what he's doing on special teams, I'm comfortable in.
With James having another setback with an injury, is there any tendency to want to be a little more cautious with him, knowing that you might need him down the road in the playoffs or last
year? That's a good question, and really the medical staff makes that decision. You know, right now our foot's on the gas and we're going. We're playing to win games, and it's yes or no when I meet with the trainers. I can't live in this world of gray because you got to make decisions. You have to get it's a team sport. People need to get prepared to play with each other, next to each other. And so when a player is cleared, we get him in there. When he's not, then we'll get him healthy. I mean, injuries are part of it. And we have a staff, you know, that does a great job with our players. And, you know, there's a lot of communication, a lot of time goes into that. So in James' particular case, yes, I mean, we need to get him healthy. But I don't think this is a long-term issue.
Not asking about 16-0 per se, but is there a feeling in this team that you guys have a chance to do something that's really special? I mean, there's been many teams of repeat over the years. I guess, has that been a focus to you guys throughout the entire season going back to sort of training camp?
My personal feelings on this team, I feel they're special. But more importantly, I think they have an opportunity to achieve greatness. And greatness is really, you know, calculated. Did you win the Super Bowl? So that's the goal. This group has it in them, but it's tough. It's tough to win a game every week. This is a tough business. We know how important it is to play your best football in December, and that's what we're working on. So, but I definitely think this is a special group of men, just the way they go about their business and that their ability to be accountable, even after big wins. You don't see individuals bouncing off the wall. They know there's a lot more out there in front of them. So that's the focus, and that's what's excited.
Two more?
Was that part of your
what you've gotten from Brandon Sane so far? And is there opportunities, even if Starks and everybody's healthy, for him to be able to do certain things for you?
Well, you know, Brandon played, 20-something plays on offense yesterday, 20-something plays on special teams. So, that's a lot of football for him this year. That's the most he's played. He's been productive with his opportunities. So, But I like that number. I think that's, we were able to get Ryan Grant some carries. And so John Kuhn, I thought, played very well in a number of different roles that we had John in yesterday. So we're just, once again, we're not really going to run somebody 25, 30 times here. That's just not the way we operate. But Brandon's done a nice job. With you can see it coming. You can see him in training camp and his time on the practice squad, he's prepared himself for this opportunity.
Mike, how bad, you talked about the offense really, you wanted to have that kind of experience in the Giants game, just winning at the end, but how bad does your defense need a really big game and something to kind of just turn the corner for them?
Frankly, in my time here, and even going, I'm trying to remember the last game it's happened, our defense has stood up in adversity situations, has had the opportunity to so much more on our offense. I mean, everybody knows the statistics even the last time we were in a 2-minute drive to win a game on offense. So I don't really concern myself. Now, we didn't stop them last night, but our defense has been put in that position time and time again. So I think we've done a very good job overall if you take the adversity situations in the football games that we've won. Well, I mean, all our games, I guess, but I would say we grade out very high in that particular category.